At 7:04, stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. Roll call, please.
This thing is, maybe it's going to work now.
Ms. DeGeniro?
Yeah, you can do it. I'm here, Mark.
Ms. Dugato?
I'm here.
Ms. Fidomsky?
Here.
Mr. Joseph DiMartino?
Here.
Mrs. Kurtica? Mr. Sill?
Excuse.
Mr. Jim DiMartino?
Still at work.
Mr. Hyder?
At school.
Yeah, he's excused.
Okay.
He may join later.
He may show up late, yeah.
Okay, the record should reflect, Mr. Mayor, that there are 5 members present, so you have a quorum.
All right, thank you, Mark. Additions, deletions,
and Mr. Correct. Mayor, just for the record,
Sampson.
Charlie Sampson is present. My name wasn't called.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Sampson. I have you already checked off, so I was a little ahead of myself. Mr. Sampson.
Thank you, sir. I'm here.
Beautiful. Any additions, deletions, and adoption to the agenda?
We have none.
All right, excellent. Number 5, public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak? Please state your name and address for a record. Anybody from the public like to speak? There it is.
Tom Line, 8079 Sunset Drive. I'd like to speak on 9.2, the waiver fee. Ransoni Little League 13 to 15, 6 games on the weekend. First of all, I want to say that I think these fields should be used all the time. And you have to go through a lot of red tape to use them. I went and I watched Sunday these 13 to 15-year-old kids, and there was only one boy from Ansonia. The other kids were all from Derby. I don't know why they're in the Ansonia Little League when they're all Derby kids. But I think the board has to be very careful on how they handle situations, because we did lose an $18,000 boys of summer, and they've been restricting on everything about these fields. I think we should just open it up and let these kids play. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Anybody else from the public like to speak? Third and last call. Thank you. We're going to move on to number 6, department. Nope. Sorry, not that. Number 7, 7.1, no action. 7.2, refunds, no action. 7.3, no actions. 8, committee reports, blight, nothing. Community, nothing. 8.3, operation procedures. Barbara, you can take that.
I will.
Thank you.
No, I will. Item 8.3.1. City of Derby Motor Vehicle Policy. Move to adopt City of Derby Motor Vehicle Policy dated September 21st, 2021, as recommended by the Operations and Procedures Committee. I will make that motion.
I'll second it. Second, Sarah.
All right, any discussion?
Just for the board's knowledge and a couple of things, we're on this agenda just to try to get a few things moving and not wait a few more weeks, but we've been working on this for some time. So it had been reviewed by Corporation Counsel's office, and I think it's pretty succinct as to responsibilities and requirements for employees that use City of Derby vehicles.
All right, thank you. Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank you very much.
Okay, item item 8.3.2, new ambulance, bid preparation, and inclusion in capital plan. Move to authorize the finance department to publish a bid to purchase a new ambulance for the Storm Ambulance Corps and to recommend that the new ambulance be included in the updated capital plan. I will make that in the form of a motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
And Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson, if I could.
Yes, sir.
So we're all well aware that the Ambulance Corps is in dire need to replace one of their ambulances that is no longer in service. The second ambulance is also having issues, which has been forcing them to actually go out and borrow an ambulance to cover the city. What we're trying to do is, based upon the upcoming capital planning meetings, is to allow the Storms Ambulance Corps to go out to bid now for their new ambulance so that we have actual numbers coming back from the bid responses that they will present to these, to this board. At which point, to call a special capital meeting to just address the ambulance, or a capital meeting if we've received all of our regular requests, but I'm trying to move the Ambulance Corps forward. Once that has been adopted in fiscal year 21-22, I've been speaking with Agata, who's been extremely helpful on this issue, and this will come back to the board for full approval of a capital plan and the financing. So this is just merely to allow the Storm Ambulance Corps to go out to bid at this point.
Thank you, Charlie.
And also, just one more thing, Mayor, it's Barbara, for the edification of the board.
Yes.
It is, the city is procuring the bid on behalf of the Ambulance Corps.
Yes. Okay, any more discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Excellent. Number nine, new business. 9.1, transfer vehicle from police department to public works department. Move to authorize 2014 Ford sedan police department vehicle, VIN number, last six are 120376, transferred to public works department effective immediately. Can I have a motion?
Don't move, Charlie Sampson.
One second.
Second, Joe DiMartino.
Okay. Any discussion?
I just have a question, if anybody knows. Did the police department use the policy we put in to place with regard to when we want to transfer or sell or salvage vehicles within the department? So did they publicize it, you know, within the departments, like we said, the policy we put in effect last year? Does anybody know?
I believe so, Alderman DeGeneres. I think Lieutenant Fraschino is fairly familiar with that and has done it before. So I'm assuming that he did. And he said Public Works was the only department that came back interested.
Okay. Yeah, because just one of the other main things of that is that it actually inventories the vehicle so that we know, you know, within the finance department what's happening to a vehicle. So, all right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. So carried. 9.2, waive the fees for the use of Payton Field by Ansonia Little League, 13 to 15 division. Discussion, possible action on waiving fees for use of Payton Field by Ansonia Little League, 13 15 division for approximately six games on Saturday, Sunday during September and October 2021. Could I have a motion, please?
Don't move, Charlie Sampson.
Second.
Second, Joe DiMartino.
All right, we have a discussion.
So,
well,
Mr. Mayor, Charlie,
it's Barbara. Okay. Oh, go ahead, Charlie.
No, go ahead, Barb.
No, you go first, Charlie. Go ahead.
So I just actually, I see Dennis on here. So I have a couple of questions.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Okay. They're requesting Saturday and Sundays during September and October. Have we already missed certain games already? And was their application late?
Yeah, I guess you could say it was late. There was a little confusion. We gave them Bradley School to use, and we run into some problems there with the weather and whatnot. So it looked like they didn't play any games at Payton yet. They have, I think they've had some games at Bradley.
I noticed their application was stamped September 21st. And so that was the date it was put in, not the date it was forwarded, correct?
That's the day that myself and Pat from Aunt Sonia wrote up the application. We discussed it at length, of course, before that. But that's the day that we wrote up the application.
I'm going to listen. I'm going to vote yes. So I just have a couple of items.
Yeah, just, that's okay. Let's talk about them.
Yeah. Under item number six, the user group in appendix A, it falls under group four as a, at all other athletic events, not associated to the city of Derby because it's Ansonia Little League. And I too question why, if it's mostly a Derby team, Derby Little League isn't running it, but that is what it is. My last question, Dennis, is, because we know we had another group in our last meeting that requested special circumstances for the use of the hall, but we're not getting the spreadsheet anymore for who is putting in these applications. I'm just kind of curious on that.
Okay. Well, all right. This is the only one that's since you did get some notices about the football games that we ran, that we rented out for it back in May. Since then, this is the first application.
Okay. All right. Well, there has to be another one because one came before the board 2 weeks ago. So.
Okay. Was that the
Hall of
Fame? Yeah. I don't know who that was. Was that the, that was the Hall of Fame committee that filled out an application?
Used the great room, and they wanted the permission for alcohol. All I'm asking is, if anybody puts an application in, could we just put it on that spreadsheet and forward it to this board so we see what's upcoming, so we don't make promises here that and somebody else has an application in too?
Yeah. No, thank you're right. I didn't get that application. That's that that group that's going in late November. The Historical Society, right? They started with the Board of Education on putting that together. So that application didn't come from me to them. It didn't come back to me. So I don't have it, but I'll get it. We've got 2 months. But I never got that one.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Dennis, Barbara. So a couple of things, I'm going to kind of follow up what Charlie said. If somebody this application should be coming to us on that, you know, in the group five, or when there is a circumstance that you think it should come to the board, but it's really when it gets to that group five. So getting the actual application is what the Board of Aldermen should be getting, and it's helpful. So this other group that's requesting in November, they need to fill out an application, and it's, you know, could be complete as it can be complete to us, you know, and part of one of the reasons why we wanted a spreadsheet every month, whether nobody's using the park, is that we have no idea who's using it. We have no idea if the fees that we set are being paid. Are they too much? Are they not enough? That's one of the reasons. And listen, I want the kids to use the field too. But every time somebody comes from a non-City of Derby organization and wants to use the field and says, or somebody that has a club that's a non-City of Derby club or non-City of Derby sponsored club, and they say, we have one member that's from Derby, or we have three kids on our team that are from Derby. We're going to get this all the time. And again, I don't want to deny the kids the use of the field, but that's the way we are able to look back at the policy that we set. So if it is too much, or maybe the price has to come down, we have no idea of knowing that because we have nothing to look at. So, I'm going to vote yes, because I don't want the kids to have a place but they were using Bradley School, so they had a place. So, one of the things I did hear, whether this is true or not, is that, our own Little League wanted to use the field. And I know they used it for some clinics they had. So, we're going to run into it. But I think we have to just, be careful under the circumstances. I know Pat Sheridan is on. I listened after your Parks and Rec meeting, indicating there's kids from Derby on. So, I just don't want to be put in a situation that every time somebody thinks they have one person that's from Derby that, they want a waiver. Well, and again, part of the fees is to pay for improvements, utility. We have no way of knowing. We have no way of knowing how much money has come in to help us in that respect. So, that's my 10 cents worth.
Okay.
And Dennis, I'll talk to you about it later, but this application is actually the application from the Bradley School in Wittick Field. But the latest and greatest is on the website. It does include a group 5 on the application. So.
Okay. Okay. Cause she was mentioning group 5 and I'm sitting here saying, okay.
The latest not really is on our website.
Okay. Okay.
Dennis, do we know the makeup of the team? How many Derby kids, how many Ansoni kids?
One of the teams has a significant percentage, and one of the teams does not. Do I know the exact numbers? No, I don't.
Okay. I Joe, and this is Pat. I have in the whole league, I got 23 kids, and 9 of them are from Derby. Most of them are on the younger team, and a couple on the older team.
Okay, thank you.
The difference between this team and Derby Little League is this is age group 13 to 15. That's high school field baseball. The Little League kids are up at Bradley trying to get accustomed to a bigger field. But this group has to play on the high school size field, I'll call it. So that's the difference between this group. They're affiliated with Little League now. I guess Little League has expanded into age groups above and beyond what they used to be. But they're affiliated with Little League, but they're age 13 to 15. And we used to know that as Babe Ruth baseball. But that is no longer.
All right. Any more discussion? All right. Hearing none. So all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So carried. All right. Number 10.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome, Pat.
Number 11, motion to go into executive session. And we will have to pull in. Regular executive session for 11.1 Regional Senior Center with Ansonia. 11.2 ground lease for RWA water tank project, Chatfield Street. 11.3 collective bargaining agreement. DPW, WPCA, 11.4, City of Derby and South Central Connecticut Regional Water Authority, Second Amendment to MOU. 11.5, City of Derby and South Central Regional Authority, First Amendment to Resolution. 11.6, Approval and Retaining Agreement, AstroTurf Corporation. And 11.7, Approval and Retaining Agreement, Turco. Can I have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved, and we'll invite Attorney Petula, first one, and then who we inviting after that, Mayor?
Carmen DeCenzo, Courtney George.
I believe it would be Attorney Coquinos for the...
Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, I'll have to be included in executive session except for the... except for 11.1. How you doing, Rich?
I'm fine, Dennis. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to see you. You get to go in first because you got the tie.
This one, all right, we'll go into executive. Is Joe going to be able to go in for the collective bargaining? We only have five for
eight. No.
Well, I'm going to ask, actually, I'm going to ask Courtney, because we had a ruling before, and it was a little while back, that he can sit in an executive session. He just cannot vote in regards to the contract when it comes up in Section 12 when we come out of executive session. Is that true, Courtney, or you're the labeler?
So I believe that, you know, he should not vote because it's a matter that involves his own interests.
I'm not a member of the bargaining unit.
But I believe that last time Joe also recused himself from the executive session.
Is there going to be an issue? Because you only have four more. If I'm out, you only have four.
Yeah, Joe, you don't have to go in to executive session. That's your call. But we need five of, if any vote comes out by charter, we need five affirmative votes for a contract.
But he still can't vote, and he's the fifth person.
Right, so you're not going to be able to do it.
So the contract's going to take effect.
That's if there's action. Yeah. Well, that's if there's action. But, you know, it's your call if you want to go in executive session or not.
Yeah, I'm not going to go in. I'm going to recuse myself.
All right.
Thank you, though, Charlie. I appreciate that.
So we got it all, and we'll put.
And I'm only needed for the portion on the collective bargaining.
11.3.
Why don't you put 11.3 at the bottom in case Robbie Hyder comes in?
Yeah, let's do it that way. We'll put that at the bottom. So 11.3 is now 11.7. If that's okay, 11.7 is 11.3. And this way Joe can sit through the whole thing.
The record should reflect, Mr. Mayor, it's 7:27 p.m. and Mr. Hyder is entering the meeting.
We can leave it alone then.
All right, beautiful. All right, so is that good? We got all the people that are coming into executive session.
I would also include Mr. Backlick and Mr. Garfalo in regards to the senior center.
All right.
And also, can we bring in Mr. DeCenzo for the water tank issue?
I have a question before we go in. Has there been, Attorney Petula was only here for the public, the meeting we had last month, correct? Attorney Petula has only been here for one meeting?
No, Barb, if I may, Mr. Mayor, I attended one prior executive session, if you recall, of a regular meeting, and then I attended the public hearing.
Okay, I wasn't at that first meeting you were at. So my question is, was Mr. Backlick in the executive session for that, on the senior center issue?
Yes, he was.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, so I make a motion to go into executive session.
Second, Charlie Sampson.
You're on mute, Rich.
Oh, I'm sorry, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Okay, well, so we're gonna
Okay, so it's 7:29 p.m. I'm going to pause the tape, and then we will. I'll excuse the people into the waiting room who are not invited into the executive session. And then when the executive session is over, we'll invite everybody back in and resume the recording of the meeting.
Thank you.
I decided to come out and put boiling water on to put something in.
Back in our session at 9:16. Drew, you got the tape, Colin?
Yes, Mayor.
So we have a motion to go back to the regular session.
So moved, Sarah.
Sarah, second.
Second, Charlie.
Second, Barb.
Second, Barb. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, 12.1, Regional Senior Center with Aunt Sonia. Discussion, possible action, no action.
No action.
Okay, 12.2, ground lease, RWA, water tank, Chatfield Street.
No action.
12.3, collective bargaining agreement, Derby Public Works and WPCA. Discussion and possible action. Motion.
I will make a motion, Charlie Sampson, that we accept the collective bargaining agreement between the City of Derby and Local 1303-006, the Council 4 AFSCME AFL-CIO, effective July 1st, 2021 through June 30th, 2025.
Do I have a second?
Second, Rob.
Rob. All right. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Rich, hold on a second. Courtney, does my brother have to recuse himself from this?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I recuse.
Opposed? All right, so carried. 12.4.
Mayor, you heard I said I recuse myself, correct?
Yes, we got that. Thank you. 12.4, no action. 12.5, no action. 12.6. Go ahead, Dennis.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mayor.
We have a motion. I think Dennis is going to read it in as a form of a motion.
My recommendation of Corporation Counsel's office would be to the approval of the retainage agreements for AstroTurf Corporation, but it should be subject to the city receiving anything it needs to assure full reimbursement from the state.
I'll make that in the form of a motion.
Thank you, Joe. Second, Charlie. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 12.7, approval retainage agreement, Turco Golf. Dennis?
Thank you, Ms. Mayor. So again, I would recommend approval of the retainage agreement with Turco Golf, again, subject to the city receiving anything it may need for reimbursement from the state. And then also just to confirm that this is just a return of retainage and has nothing to do with any of the residents' lawsuits or anything like that. The city's still working with insurance counsel on that. This is simply the contractual issue with Turco's litigation against the city of which we're currently dealing with, which will continue and that we're going to continue to defend. But this is just to get rid of the retainage portion of that agreement.
Make that a form of a motion.
Thank you, Joe. Second.
Deck and Charlie.
Charlie, any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. All right, thank you. 13. German.
How's not here? God, who's going to do
somebody
it?
Somebody get him on the phone.
Barbara, you want the honors?
Motion to adjourn at 9:20 p.m.
All right. Well, you all have a great night. Stay safe. Take care.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Good night. Good night.